We got frozen spray, which was really worse than the ice. It blew spray over the lock gates and sort of encased the whole lot in frozen spray. Spume, yes. It was, and
glazed it all.
Yes, all the 2 or 3 feet thick, a yard thick sometimes, and you could. It was like washing soda. You could either shovel it or chop it, or. And if you tramped in it, it just crunched under your feet and did all this lot to get away before you could get to work the gates. And some owners just wouldn't bother to fight a way through the ice. They argued that it knocked more out of a boat than the profits than they made. They better lose a trip or two than do a lot of damage to a wooden boat. And if you got ice in with the boat in the lock, of course you got the you got it squeezing into the boat sides as well. You know, you'd that always that trouble. Sometimes we've had to stop the boats and clear the locks of ice before we could let any more boats go through. It all floated, you see, so we used the water just as though a boat was going down. So instead of a boat, we had a lock full of ice. And we opened the sluices until we could open the gates, passed it all through into the next lock and took it down the lock and flushed it out at the lock tail. And then we'd clear locks then, you see.